98.1 KZEMK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Tuesday. This Friday night, it's Juneteenth, and you can see Atabeya in Kingston at Night Swim. Please welcome Josh back to the studio.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for coming. Want to hit us with one?
Yeah. So I'm going to do this song. It's just me today. It's just solo for the people who can't see. But we're going to have the full band on Friday and lots of more artists I'll mention later. But I'm going to do a song called Found Shade for the first one.
Right on.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE. Josh Towers representing Atabeya on 98.1 KZE today. That sounded like a hot summer day. I don't know if it's just because you said the name of the song.
Totally. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it seem like I feel like the hot, sweaty summer day, but also kind of like the relief from it. So I named it Found Shade. Just, coming out of getting beat on by the sun, find a cool spot.
Yeah, a little blues influence in there for sure.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, I was trying to blend a lot of the desert blues I hear out of West Africa and like Mali and stuff, and try to mix it together with American blues and also a little bit of folk and a little bit of like Irish folk, because a lot of the time I hear like Irish music and it's like sounds very similar to Moorish or like North African like influences with the scales that they use and the trills. The little bit of them, like the kind of stuff like that.
That's so interesting to think about, and like the origins of like ancient music and like, was there some commonality like from, people who there so few people traveled between those places at the time,
but
it happened.
But yeah, I think like a very ancient connection there is from like Indo-European people coming, across Europe and going all the way to the West. And I think a lot of the Irish tonality and a lot of like the language stuff is like from way back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So awesome. Why don't I just kind of blend it all together?
Yeah. Tell me about the full band. I don't know if there was a full band in the works last time we saw each other.
It really depends on the gig, basically. I've only been able to show up here by myself, I think, for the Atabeya things. But
weekday afternoons are tough.
But yeah, we usually we have like 5 to 6 people. We have drums, percussion, maybe a couple of percussionists, bass, keyboards. The members kind of switch from time to time, but the general lineup is me on guitar and compositions, blah, blah, blah. Sam Johnson on bass, Sean Morrison on keyboards, Hector Becerra on drums. And then sometimes I have my friend Sael Varela on percussion and like, he improvises lyrics as well. We just go with the flow.
Nice.
So a lot of time, it's like these songs are kind of written out, but they basically go
there's
a special
improvisational
new place every time. Yeah, a
lot of improv.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you can see this show on Friday at Night Swim in Kingston, which of course used to be the Anchor. And you were telling me they've kind of brought it back to maybe a little bit more of that that old school venue vibe.
Yeah. I see they cleared out the backspace. They have the whole stage set up. I see shows there happening all the time, all throughout, at least every weekend, I think, throughout the week, too.
That's great. I mean, it's such a cool space, and it's such a great spot right over by the traffic circle.
Yeah, I really missed it when the Anchor shut down. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I felt the ripple effect of that.
I know, yeah. I've had a lot of, early dates with my husband at the Anchor. I used to go there all the time, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But it's good to have music in that part of town again, and just like a late night spot to go. So there's Juneteenth celebrations happening all day in Kingston Friday. Are you going to be at any of those performing, or are you just sticking to the after
party? I'm not performing during the day, but I'll probably be moseying around and just hang out and seeing music and try to wrangle people into the venue for the nighttime party.
What time do you guys start?
The whole show is going to start at 8:00. We're actually going to it's a 5-act lineup. So Ooh. We're gonna start out with Callie McKenzie, who everyone should
Love
know
her.
Around
yep.
here, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Especially Kingston peeps.
Multi-time guest.
Yeah. And then Andromeda, who's a hip hop singer from Newburgh. We have Paragon Bars, a hip hop artist. After that, we have Rose Mariah from Poughkeepsie. I think she's from Poughkeepsie. And then Atabeya to close out the night.
Awesome. And is there a name for the overall show?
I just called it Juneteenth Party.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you can look it up on Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Night Swim, Juneteenth Party.
Are these all artists that you've worked with before, or are some of them new to you?
I've at least played shows with everybody and or I'm just friends with them.
Cool.
So it's just kind of almost like a local hometown show, but I'm trying to pull people from all the areas,
awesome.
All the what's it called? The counties.
The
all
counties.
The counties, surrounding the, counties, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Dutchess, Ulster.
Area codes.
Represent, yeah.
Josh Towers, Atabeya is my guest in the studio, and you can see the show this Friday, Juneteenth celebration. It's the place to be after all of the daytime stuff, 8 p.m. at the Anchor. Sorry, Night Swim.
Oh, yeah, right. I always, if somebody doesn't know what I'm talking about, I'm like, you know, the anchor.
Yeah. Night Swim, which is, of course, over by the Traffic Circle in Kingston, if you are not familiar. And again, guests in the studio brought to you in part by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York, hudsonpaws.org, and by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And I'm going to give Josh another moment to tune. And I want to thank you for tuning in today on KZE. And any recordings in the works for the project?
Yeah, soon. Yeah. We're in the works of adding like lyrics and vocals, like adding a new member to the crew. So
sweet.
Things are coming together.
For sure. Would you grace us with another song?
Yeah. So this one is also another song very influenced by like desert blues and like a lot of music out of Mali, and it's called Desert Was River, because a couple years ago I was in like a YouTube rabbit hole of like ancient history, all this cool stuff, and I realized that the whole Saharan desert used to be just like a lush green land with like water flowing through it and all that. Just it's very interesting, so I just wrote a song kind of thinking about that, making those musical connections. Thank you.
98.1 KZE. I feel like I just got a sound bath. That's
nice.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, really. Is it weird if I say that I feel like listening to that directly in the headphones raised my vibrational frequency?
No, that sounds perfect. That sounds like what I'm kind of going for.
Yeah, I mean, God, I can't recommend enough. Come out to the show on Friday night. Sweet. And it's going to be a great time. And just a great lineup of awesome artists from all over the area.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's Night Swim on Friday night, Juneteenth. And Josh Atabeya, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We got your community bulletin board and some more local music up next.